If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
People, right now, you are locked into the More Than Just an Interview podcast, monetized by our partners at Red Circle in syndication on 99.7 The Heat Miami. They're part of the iHeartRadio family. This is episode 30. How do we feel about R. Kelly in 2024? Robert Sylvester Kelly, jurors in 2022 convicted the Grammy Award-winning R&B singer on Robert Sylvester Kelly on 3 charges of producing child sexual abuse images and 3 charges of enticement of minors for sex. That's what he was accused of. That's what he was on. That's what he was convicted of. Convicted. He is currently right now in Chicago. For years, R. Kelly created music that was timeless. Music that changed our lives. Music that elevated the state of R&B. Music that made us dance, Step in the Name of Love, played at every wedding and every wedding reception. This man is a musical genius, an icon in music. His stories, his songwriting ability, even though he could not, later we found out he could barely read and write. The way he sung, the way he sounded, the songs he arranged, I Believe I Can Fly, When a Woman's Fed Up, the albums he created, the songs he wrote for the people. People forget he wrote You Are Not Alone for Michael Jackson. Every feature he jumped on, it's just, he made it come alive. The collaboration between him and Jay-Z, all these different things that he has created over 30 years of a body of work, from being with Public Announcement up until now. Kelly is the GOAT of R&B music. However, how we remember him is all that matters. He married Aaliyah when she was 15 years old. He married a 15-year-old girl, young girl. She wasn't a woman. She was not of age. She was a young girl at the age of 15, and he married her. In 1994, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number, the album changed the game. Aaliyah was a star. A star was born. He was a mentor. He groomed her, married her. He married a woman. Without her parents knowing, took the world by surprise, unlocked by Vibe magazine, shot to Vibe magazine, Quincy Jones and them. And we looked away. He kept playing his music, kept going. We heard a lot of rumors quietly. R. Kelly was the first superstar on trial for, quote unquote, a tape. A tape where somebody on there looked like him and was performing acts of urination on someone, a.k.a. they call it Golden Shower. Everybody who saw the tape, who shouldn't have seen the tape, but people saw the tape because it was considered child porn, said it was him. Jury of 12 said no, he was innocent. He walked out of there a free person. Did the album with Jay-Z and The Best of Both Worlds, and it was rocked again by allegations, and the tour stopped after so many runs, and the album just kind of died. They made a lot of music. The album received critical acclaim from thousands and thousands of music experts and DJs and FM radio programmers, but it was still marred by controversy, and they had to shelve the tour. Jay-Z could not withstand the blowback from all R. Kelly's legal problems with women. Control, abuse, painters, all have been a part of his history. R. Kelly is serving a 20-year-plus sentence in prison right now. By the time he gets out, he could be 68 years old, 70. He may die in prison. But when we think about R. Kelly, you think about his charges, think about things that he did, things that he's convicted of, rather. When you think about all the stories from everybody with the young girls, why always the young girls? Never with an older woman, always with the youngest women. Aaliyah was 15, other women were 18, 19. But to be convicted on 3 charges of producing child sexual abuse images and 3 charges of enticement of minors for sex is strong. Whether you believe that he did it or not, or he was railroaded, that's neither here nor there. He's in prison. Did we ignore warning signs from a long time ago? Did we overlook all the things in R. Kelly because the music was great? Still is great. But can you really listen to R. Kelly music right now with the same level of intimacy or the same level of authenticity because of the person? Can you really listen to any of his albums about love and life and feel and cannot take those images out of your mind? We all thought that when he was acquitted in the sex tape trial, we thought he would just lay low and go on with his life, continue to make great music, and everything would be cool. But that did not happen. He continued down a path, the wrong path. People around him enabled him. People around him created bridges for him to keep crossing when there were no more bridges, when they should have been stopped. People created new lanes for him to travel down when it was just originally a one-lane highway. To a lot of people, R. Kelly is a monster. To some people, he was their lifeguard. Gave jobs to people, opportunity, treated them nice, changed their life, bought them homes, bought them cars, did a lot of positive things. But that does not change the fact of the drama and the horror and the nightmares you give someone else. And that's the sad part about the game. That's the sad part about this game. The good doesn't wash the bad. It never does. With all of the charges that were levied against him and all of the Surviving R. Kelly documentary, if you watch that, what these women said, things they had to endure. Why did that even have to come up? Why do women have to ask for permission to leave? Why do you have all these women staying with you? Why do you want to control people? It's never going to win in the end. But when people never tell you no, and they keep feeding your problem, feeding your addiction, the addiction always wins in the end. Nobody said, R. Kelly, you need to stop with these young girls. You need to stop filming them. Stop with the images. Remove that stuff. Go straight. Deal with people of a legal age and leave it at that. You are the golden goose. You are the human ATM for all of our lives. If we lose you, nothing else is here for us. And with R. Kelly in prison, who's his road manager? Who's his business manager now? Where are all they? They all have new jobs. They all have moved on. Because there's nothing left to manage. There's nothing left to do. He has lost millions of dollars off of his addiction. It's a video that resurfaced of R. Kelly saying that he would want to date his mom. He would drink the coffee after her to just smell the cup, see her lipstick on the cup. Little things says a lot about a person. Was he abused? Was he fractured as a child? We don't know. And nor is it an excuse for what he's doing now. Because hurt people hurt people. But R. Kelly was never, ever, ever control. He ran every red light. He blew through every stop sign to get what he wanted because he was R. Kelly and he could produce money with his tongue through singing. And nobody holds you accountable when you're on top. They wait till you fall and die and make money off your catalog. Somebody will, the record company Jive Records, if it's still Jive, is not bought by whoever Jive parent company, and they will make money off of R. Kelly's catalog forever. They never took his music down. His music is still up. R. Kelly, they will make money off of R. Kelly's catalog forever. Right now on Spotify, R. Kelly's at 4.6 million monthly listeners. Ignition Remix, 623,742,749 streams. Same Girl, 85 million. I Can Believe I Can Fly, 113 million. I'm a Flirt, 89 million. Hotel, 71 million and change. This man has billions of streams, billions of albums, and they have not taken one down. They will continue to make money off of his music. People will continue to dance to it. People will continue to play it. That's their choice. But the monster within is still alive. That Surviving R. Kelly documentary was hard to watch. It was very difficult. You can blame it on parents. You can blame it on money. You can blame it on greed. But there's only one person in prison. That's where the blame stops. Nobody wants to be R. Kelly right now. He's not getting regular visits. He's not getting people. He could be getting letters in the mail. True. But nobody wants to trade places with him. R. Kelly, when he does get out, even though he lived his glory, if he's still alive, if he does get out, when you think about his life and you think about how people are going to look at him when they see him face to face, eye to eye, what are people going to think? What are people going to think of him? What are they going to say to him? You're a pedophile. You're an abuser. I love you. You're the greatest. I know you didn't do that. He's going to get an assorted mix of everything. The sad part about it is he knows what's really true. Coming from Southside Chicago, singing his way out of poverty, becoming the most famous person in his lineage, family lineage, is unthinkable. R. Kelly did that. And then he ruined it all. He ruined it all. And it's sad that now he's fighting just to breathe. But he was actually living the dream for 30 years. Every day he breathes, it's just to stay alive in the nightmare that he's in. No mansion, no limousines, no bodyguards, no anything. He can come out right now and still sell out shows. The music is subjective. It doesn't change the price of your soul. It doesn't change your character, which is how people see him overall. You can be a lot of things to a lot of people, but you can only be one thing to yourself at night. And that's what makes people either smile and go to sleep or commit suicide. R. Kelly has done some amazing things. He's also done some horrible things. Right now, he is a prisoner in a federal institution. And he will be a federal prisoner until close to 2045. Let that sink in for a minute. Does R. Kelly still believe he can fly in 2024? And how do we feel about R. Kelly in 2024? It's hard not to see what I know. It's hard not to believe what I know. It's hard not to hear it. You know, I Believe I Can Fly was one of the most inspirational, if not, I put up there with Marvin Gaye, What's Going On records. I love that record. I Believe I Can Fly. It said everything about believing in yourself. But you know what's funny? When I listen to that record now, all I can think about is what I know about it. At the end of the day, how people remember you is more important than how they met you. More than just an interview, podcast, episode 30. How do we feel about R. Kelly 2024? Just my thoughts. Myself, Zoe Rose, go. We thank you. Let's get it.